This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday's edition of Party Line here on WILO and Hoosier Land TV. We want to thank our on-air sponsors, TC Trailers, Ivy Tech Community College, Big O Tires, and Big Deals. Save money now at 24/7 at We Love Big Deals. TC Trailers, you know, if you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight. And if you want to see what they look like, and you can go down and check out the lot. Or you can come to my house and check it out, because I look like a used TC trailer lot at my house. So that's where all of ours have come from. The on-air, online broadcast on HoosierLandTV.com. Brought to you by, and it's going to take me a minute here, so bear with me. I'm still trying to get over that, whatever it was I had for the last 2 weeks. 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginn Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundations serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and also Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinting, they stick it where the sun shines, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, and Avery Home Store. So thank you to all of our Hoosierland TV sponsors that help us bring you Party Line, all the sports coverage. They help us bring you all things ag, so many other shows that are archived on there that you can go and check it out. Really quickly, just a quick reminder, if you did not get a chance to watch the primary election candidate forum last night on Hoosierland TV, it is archived there. You can go back and you can watch it. And then there will be another one coming up here on Thursday. So that will also be on Hoosierland TV, so you can check that out and listen to the candidates and form your opinions that way. Of course, last night, if you were listening, we had our first round of basketball action on Sectional 54 at Clinton Central, and Carroll Cougars over the top of Traders Point Christian, 58-33. So Carroll moves on. They will be taking on Rossville on Friday night. Tonight it is Bethesda Christian and Clinton Prairie at the first game. 5:45 is when Kyle and Sam will be on the air. Second game following that one, Clinton Central and Frontier. All of this happening at Clinton Central. And if you can't get to the games, we want you to go to the games. We want you to support the kids directly. But if you can't, you can catch them right here on the radio. And speaking of Rossville, sitting across from me right now, if you're watching on Hoosierland TV, I have Dr. James Hanna. He's the superintendent of Rossville Consolidated School District. Any predictions on the game?
I don't need one till Friday, So I'm good till Friday.
I get that. I think it's going to be a really good game.
Yeah, that should be a good game.
I think it will be a really good game. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me this morning. I appreciate being here.
Well, we really appreciate you. We appreciate all of our school districts, but we really appreciate you coming in. We appreciate what you do for our kids.
Thank you.
We've almost rounded out the year. I mean, here, I can't believe we're already in March.
Right.
This is crazy that we're already in March. I mean, there's only a couple of months left. Do you have testing and all that kind of stuff that's going to be coming up or happening right now?
It happened yesterday, but it had with the SATs, but it was a nationwide shutdown. I think everybody tried to start and it didn't go anywhere. So we're going to try again next Monday. They give you a 2-week window to do that. So throughout the state and throughout the nation, they just said it's not going to work today.
So just way too many people trying to do it at the same time.
I have a feeling that was the case. It was the first day it opened, and I have a feeling most people got on that day.
That is just so much different than what it used to be.
Yes.
Sometimes technology is good And then sometimes it's a hindrance. I don't know. I don't know how you feel about
it. Great when it works.
Yeah. So. Exactly. Well, talk about the school year so far. I mean, what have you seen so far as being some of the great successes and some of the challenges?
Well, the great successes have been proven by our students pretty much on a daily basis. We've had three students, two boys and a girl, go on to the state championship in wrestling. We had a fabulous volleyball season and sports season. Our FFA students are competing nationally in contests. And on the curricular side, we are just making it happen every day. We had a robotics team compete here recently at Caston, who performed well, especially for a young team, and we're just pleased to see that. Plus the day-to-day operation of just a caring, compassionate group of students and staff.
Well, I know what time I have spent out there, and I've been with students and everything. It just amazes me the broad spectrum of everything that you offer for those kids. It's like the sky's the limit, and there's really nothing that they can't get.
Yeah, one of the things we have is for the opportunity for our high school students, they can earn up to 30 credits, college credits, through Ivy Tech, through our program. They have, like I said, we have robotics. We have an e-sports team that actively competes along with the regular athletics. So one of the things that I tend to talk about is we have four A's and an S. We have academics, arts, athletics, and agriculture, and our S is for safety. So we really try to hone in on all five of those.
When it comes to balancing that kind of thing, and you have to balance it not only for your students, but you have to balance it for your teachers as well, is it hard finding and retaining teachers for those, especially those specialty areas?
It's difficult for certain areas. Give me an example, chemistry. There's not a lot of people out there in chemistry that want to come and teach. That's a challenging area, the mathematics and some of the English areas as well. Really anymore, also special education, because that's a unique group that they're dealing with. And even to the point of pretty much general education teachers, it's not like it used to be. When I started, you had a lot of competition as a candidate going out searching for a position. And that pool is much, much shallower now.
Do you think it's because kids, I don't want to call them kids because they're young adults by the time they get to college, but do you think it's because they're just not pursuing a career in education, or do you think it's because, I know we see it on the ag side, businesses, they want teachers. I mean, is that something that you're seeing? You're not necessarily competing with other schools for teachers, you're competing trying to keep teachers in that profession against them going into business?
It's both. It's competing for the teachers that are out there, and then it's the college enrollment is down for educators, and that's a concern. I think it's changed over the years, and salary is a competitive part of that, but also a competitive part of that is understanding the challenges of being an educator. Don't know that it was ever easy, but it's harder now than it was 10 years ago.
Expand on that a little bit. What do you feel like makes it harder? I got my guesses, but,
some of the actions of the legislators make it very difficult to do the finance. You can say that, we're going to put 65% toward teacher salary in your budget. Well, that may be possible. It may not be possible, depending on your other needs. I mean, your electricity and your operation costs of electricity, water, sewage, all those things continue to rise. So that's a challenge. And then back to the teacher, one of the advantages of being a teacher is the calendar, especially if you have students or kids that you're on the same schedule. So that's an advantage. The disadvantage is that you're trading that time for revenue quite frankly, a lot of times. So it's kind of a calling. You have to make that decision of what you want to do. 40 years ago, I made that decision. I could have gone to emergency medical services, and I was headed down that path, but I was trained as a teacher. So I took the teacher path because I thought I could have a bigger impact on more people heading down that path.
I get that.
I think that's how we get good teachers, isn't it? I think their hearts are all in the right place to serve.
It is.
And to want to try and help raise the students and I hate to say it, but today we are doing that in more ways than just education.
Yes, and I think that's one of the things that I see from the bus drivers who pull up to a stop and mom's usually home, but it doesn't look like anybody's around. They'll call in and we'll call the parent to make sure there's somebody there. It doesn't necessarily happen every place, but that's one of the things that we do. And from the teachers, they're mindful of the disposition of the student during the day. If they see something that's off or we receive notice that something just doesn't seem right, one of our counselors will step in and or administrators and say, okay, what's going on here? Just try to help. And I think that's the big thing.
Let's talk about STEM a little bit. That's not something we heard about when I was in school. You know, we didn't hear the word STEM. We didn't know what that meant. So talk about, I mean, we hear that a lot now. So talk about, tell folks what that is and what that means to your curriculum as well.
Sure. So you're looking at science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Rossville is the only STEM-certified elementary in the greater Lafayette area. So we're very proud of that, and that has been a focus of ours on those particular areas. So we're really trying to prepare students to go out and work in the new environment they're going in, especially now where you see AI stepping in, which I personally have kind of got on board with and used quite a bit, and just understanding how things change. I'll tell my age a little bit. I started out on a manual typewriter with no letters on the keys. And I was at a conference recently, and a guy asked how many people started on a typewriter, and he was amazed it didn't have any letters on the keys. And I'm going, that's the way it was back then. So it's a different world. My sons have grown up in that world of technology that's out there, and it's ever-changing. I've worked on a program earlier this summer last summer, and within 6 months it had changed totally. So it's being able to keep up with those things and the changes in technology. We are a one-to-one school, so every student has a Chromebook. So if we have a cancellation, they're taking that home to do their work at home. And so it's just the changes in the world and trying to keep pace with that, and the changes in science, and of course you have your language arts that are instrumental as well, but the engineering standpoint and the mathematics, so it's really a whole total concept.
Dr. Jim Hanna is the Rossville Schools Superintendent. Talk about the certified part about that. What makes a school certified versus just offering some of those courses?
They had to go through a process.
I wonder.
And get certified through the state. And so my elementary did that. They worked on those specific courses and the trainings for the teachers in order to become certified.
Coming up is kindergarten roundup.
Yes.
and some exciting things. I always think it's a fun time of the year for those parents, especially that maybe it's their first child.
Yes.
Getting ready to go to school and hearing about that. They still call it kindergarten roundup over there?
Yes, we do. Actually, it's coming up here shortly. We ask parents to call in, schedule an appointment. We've got it scheduled for two different days. I don't familiar offhand what those days are, but they'll call the elementary office. It's if they call the school, it's extension either 310 or 311, and they can set up an appointment to come in at kindergarten roundup. They run the students through a brief assessment and start to get a feel for where they are as far as developmentally, because we also have a preschool program, both parent-funded and also for developmentally delayed students. So it's a mix of those students in that classroom, and we run that throughout the day, 5 days a week. So that's another program that we have that that we have that helps. The other thing that we just did or just started or starting this summer, we're going to do a, of course, we have before and after care, but we're going to do a summer care program. And really kind of excited about the opportunities for parents. You know, a lot of parents continue to work throughout the summer, so it's like, what have I got to do with my students, my children? So we're offering that program, and the plan is that once a week they'll do a fun-type activity. We're going to run it for 10 weeks. It's a paid program, but it still gives parents the opportunity to drop their kids off in the morning. We'll take care of them. Once a week they'll do some type of adventure or some type of activity. It could be a water park. It could be nature trails. It could be going up to the local Arnie's and making pizza. So we've talked about that too.
How fun would that be?
So that's
can I get it on that?
Yeah, you can.
I would do that as an adult. So
maybe we'll work out a program for you. So things like that, and that's another extension of our services that we provide. And with the kindergarten roundup, it's, you know, you have your roundup to see where the kids are, and then of course that first day of school is always an experience, especially when you see the tears.
Boy, they
generally aren't coming from the kids. They're coming from the parents. It's my baby.
We talked about this, and we've talked about it with St. Matthew because they've started out there now. But, boy, early learning has really changed.
It has. It's not playtime anymore. It's learning. Most kids, especially if they've got a background with preschool, understand their alphabet when they come in, being able to count, and being able to, actually some of them are able to read already when they come in. And so that's a huge step. It's a huge difference as a kindergarten teacher, the difference between students is when they arrive at your doorstep. So you have to, there again, that's one of the challenges of early education. It's being able to recognize that and meet those needs of those kids when they come in at that point.
Well, talk about the qualifications for someone to put their kid into the early early education, basically the pre-K.
Pre-K. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're looking for resident students. If they are a special education student or developmentally delayed in our program, we've identified them. We work with those kids directly, and they become part of our program through the identification process. But then if I have a parent that wants to bring their kids as a paid person, they just need to get a hold of the elementary, and if we've got slots available, then we'll work with them to get them in and get them started.
You guys continue to show some pretty good numbers on how well you're doing academically and otherwise. What do you think sets you apart? How do you continue to maintain, you know, such high standards?
You said it right there, high standards. I think you have a bar that we've set that there's certain expectations when you come to Rossville and you're focused on academics as part of the entire program. We have a 99% graduation rate, 95% for third grade students meeting ILEARN standards. So that is a very high standard at the third grade level. So we expect our students and our staff to work toward being able to meet those standards. So it's partly curriculum, but it's mostly teachers and our instructors that we have.
And how do you get the teachers to buy in? Because we all know it's a struggle sometimes. Teachers should be paid more. We know that. We know they go through a lot. So how do you get everybody to buy in? Because it takes a village, as we like to say.
Well, one of the things we've done is we really started to focus on the data that's out there that we have available. Today actually is a two-hour delay day at Rossville to share some of that data and work in those areas. Actually, today I think they're meeting with their special education, our co-op, to discuss servicing those type students. But it's an ongoing process where we look at the data, find the deficiencies, and then build our program around those deficiencies. Whether it's a curricular type, so if I have trend data that shows, hey, we're missing this area, we need to really redo our curriculum to focus on this area, or is it an individual student? So we might come back to an individual student that says, okay, they're missing this. How are we going to help that individual student?
That's a lot of work. I wanted to touch on, because I saw it just again on the news this morning, you know, safety and security in our schools. I continue to see where schools are building and, you know, the entrances are kind of, I don't want to say sturdied up, but mm-hmm. I don't know how to say that.
They're almost turning into fortresses now.
A little bit.
Instead of the it's hard to balance that and still make it feel welcoming.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit.
Sure.
Safety and security with
safety
our students.
Safety is one of, especially my focuses, and I think in our district as well. So if you come to Rossville, you go to E5, it's the main entrance to Big Glass. You come into the entrance, it's a secured entrance. You have to scan your ID. And once you scan your ID, the secretary or the office staff will see that it runs a quick background check. Once you're okay, they will let you in the office. Once you're in the office, you can't go out in the building unless we buzz you out into the building. So we keep it contained as much as possible. But it's more so than that. It's an overall feeling. For example, I did a lot of research and worked with the Clinton County School Safety Commission. I lead that. And our classroom doors are locked during the day because there hasn't been a breach with an active shooter inside a locked classroom door. So we make sure our staff has their individual classroom doors locked. Our exterior doors are locked, and you have that one main entrance to come in. But it goes beyond that. It goes beyond the training and looking at mental health and focusing on those things, trying to prevent what we can. We had a good working relationship with especially Clinton County EMS. They came out and did their active shooter type drill at our place and went through, and we've really focused on not only the preventing the mitigation and putting things in place to stop things before they happen, but also responding if need be, and then the aftermath. So we've created a reunification process. There's a national organization called I Love You Guys, so they have a standard response protocol. So if you have an incident, these are the five different things that we could call that everybody knows we're on the same page. County is on the same page, so we've adopted that countywide. We've also taken the step of we have a lightning alert system. So if there's lightning within 10 miles, you'll hear a horn outside and a strobe will go off, and that tells everybody you need to get out and go to a safe location. So just little things like that, but those little things add up to big savings.
I agree. Rossville School Superintendent Dr. Jim Hanna is our guest on Party Line today, and you mentioned something that we didn't even ever hear these words when I was school. It was mental health.
Yes.
And we know now, and we've come to the realization that we do have to protect our children's mental health as well. Talk about the steps that you take there at Rossville to kind of help these kids get through the day, or when they're having a bad day, or maybe something's going on. Talk about how you guys deal with that.
Well, Aaron Dillingham, who's our counselor, does an excellent job working with those students. We also utilize technology in a way that is preventative and then responsive. And the preventative is we have a system called Gaggle. So if a student starts writing and they bring up self-harm, suicide, drug use, things like that, we will get a message as administrator. Our administrators will then follow up on that issue. A lot of times it's suicide. A lot of times it is because of an assignment. So you'll see a peak in these notifications at the start of semester when my health teacher gives the assignment about drug use. So it's a peak then. Or they talk about suicide. There's a peak then. So basically it's the counselor going down and say, hey, what's going on? And or talking to the parents, and these could come across our message at any time. So kudos to our administrative and staff that will call people on the weekends because they got a message that this person's looking at this issue. The other side of that, we use a software called Navigate 360. It was developed from the work of Dewey Cornell out of Virginia Tech, I believe, and it does a threat assessment. So if there's a threat, a physical threat or a threat of harm, there's a series of questions. So generally that's my assistant principal, and it's a team approach. So since the principal may start it, I may need my SRO in, my counselors in. I can bring those people on board at the same time. But it also does suicide prevention. And with the suicide, it's even more detailed in that it'll give you a series of questions, and it may pop up at the end, this person needs help. And so we know we're going to go on, and it documents all that, and we keep those records for us to use if need be.
Well, times have changed.
Yes, they have.
How do you think the parents have changed over time? I'm just going to give you an example. When I was a little girl, if we got in trouble at school, we got in trouble twice as much at home. And as a parent that had a child that was pretty ornery in school, I got called to school a lot. And what I saw, she also got in trouble at home. But a lot of parents don't look at it that way anymore. You know, it's hard to admit your kids are doing wrong, but times with parents have changed too.
Yeah, they have. And it depends on the parent. And I think their upbringing and their background, it depends on the parent, really. And we want parents to work with us, not necessarily against us. And so they need to get the full story. And because our administrators are going to do the investigation, they're going to talk to other people. They're not going to share what I found out from you and what I found out with you, but they're going to have a good picture when they start to move forward. If it's nothing, it's nothing. They maybe just want to let you know this is what I've got going on. But if it's something of substance, then we're going to act on that and do what is best for the student and our entire population.
Again, Rossville Superintendent Dr. James Hanna is our guest on Party Line today. And we're getting close on time, so I want to give you a chance to kind of tell folks what would you like them to know about Rossville schools? What sets you guys apart?
I think the caring, compassionate staff that I have is phenomenal, and also our students. Our students are very welcoming. We have some shared students, special education students, and they've come to our place and they've been welcomed open arms. And where they, I don't want to say the word attention, but where they've really become to feel like they fit in. It doesn't necessarily matter your disability. We'll work to help you along the way. You could be the valedictorian of your class or the bottom. But we want people that are really focused on what's best for their child. And for example, we don't bus kids in. If you're coming to Rossville as a transfer student, we're up this year. Last year we were at 187 transfer students. This year we're 225, and we're still have that door open for next year. And so it's understanding. Our focus is on those four A's and that S, and you'll find that Rossville is really focused on safety, and I think in today's age, that's one of the things you have to be.
I agree. And if somebody is interested, tell them about how they can find out about kindergarten roundup. And then after that, like you said, a lot of kids are transferring in. If they're interested in that, how can they get more information on that as well?
The best choice is your first step is probably to look at our website, and because our website has all the details, read the Clinton County Daily News. I mean, I'm thankful that they'll get our news out, and I shoot for an article a week at least, and if I don't get one, then I'll try to get two. The board meeting results should be online today. I sent them from last night, so we try to get that out. And then the other thing is call. And then if you're really interested, come make a visit. We have our principals take, and actually it's our student ambassadors in the middle high school. It's our principal in the elementary. We'll take parents around during the day and show them this is what's going on. If you're really interested, then come out and see what we're actually doing in the building. And play close attention to what you see. We just had FFA come back from a national conference or contest, and they're headed in another one. So this last year, the FFA had 66 different field trips in a year. So that's a lot of field trips. But then on the athletic side, we've got those kids too. If you look at our wrestling program and our basketball programs have done really well this year. And basically, we provide a wide variety of student activities for kids. So
All right, check it out at Rossville Schools. You can go check them out online. Anything else? We'd like to give you the last note. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'm very proud of our school community, especially our staff and the work they do from all levels. I mean, the kids know the custodians by name, and the custodians know the kids and teachers, and you might expect that, but the building principals are going to know those well. Just because that's the way our climate is at Rossville. So it's that caring, compassionate climate that's there, and we really welcome students on board. But there is that expectation, too. So if you think you're going to cruise through, you're probably not. There are some academic expectations and behavioral expectations.
And graduation, do we know what day graduation is coming up to be?
Yeah, we do.
you don't have to tell us right now. I know how that goes.
June 3rd, I think. It's the Sunday at 2 o'clock, and it's the week after Memorial Day. And we do that for a couple reasons. One, gives us our staff time and kids time to finish up. And then also, if we have to have makeup days, then we could have makeup days. But we've been doing e-learning instead. But that June, are you looking at the second or the third?
It leaves you a little bit of breathing room.
it must be.
No, it's not. Hold on.
Oh, that's okay. We'll get it up on Clinton County
Daily. It's on the calendar.
Daily.
How about that?
Yeah, no, I believe that. We'll get it up on Clinton County Daily News. You know we will. So that's no worries. I was just trying to plan ahead. So we are.
How about May 31st?
I like that. May 31st.
Yep. I believe it's at 2 o'clock, and it's in the main gym.
In main gym. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Dr. Jim Hanna, Superintendent of Rossville Schools, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Again, if you have interest in Rossville Schools and would like to learn more, all you have to do is check out their website, or you can give them a call. Is there a school number that they can call?
Sure. They can call the main line, 765-379-2990. Our website is rcsd.k12.in.us.
Nice and short.
Yeah.
All right,
Dr.
Hanna.
Rossville Schools might work too.
I think that works. Yeah, that'll work. Dr. Jim Hanna, thank you so much. We are at the halfway point. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.